Children, let's listen to the story, Family is the Best.
I spent my summer vacation with my grandma, uncle and aunt at Anantapur. I was there for 10 days. I had a lovely time playing with my cousins all day long. The gestures of Dushyant and Jagadish impressed everybody. No books, no lessons, and no other programs. I realized the joy of being with a joint family where everyone would take care of everyone else.
I enjoyed the taste of fresh oranges, avakai, and rotis of corn. I visited the hills and enjoyed myself at the waterfalls. My aunt Lakshmi bought me all that I wanted for next academic year.
I heard beautiful bedtime stories narrated by Grandmother Vengamma. My sweet grandma always had a moral behind every story. It went on until the day of my return. Rambabu came there to take me back. On seeing me, he was overjoyed and said, "Hi, Jalaja, how are you?" I answered, "I'm fine." We went back to our village, Kullur, in Nellore district.
Children, now let us listen to the meanings of some keywords.
Vacation.
Period of time when schools are closed.
Realized.
Understood.
Joint family.
A family in which grandparents, uncles, aunts and cousins live together.
Narrate.
Tell a story.
Children, now let's answer some questions.
Who narrated the experiences of summer vacations?
Where did the speaker spend the vacation?
I realized. What did the speaker realize?
What did Jalaja enjoy?
Who narrated the bedtime stories to Jalaja? Thank you, children. Children, now listen to the story, The Little Scholar.
Once a shepherd, while grazing his cattle in the pastures, happened to be seen by the king of that kingdom. The shepherd was in a jovial mood.
When the king asked him the reason for his happiness, the shepherd, without knowing that he was the king, said, "Shouldn't I be happy? I am happier than the king of our kingdom."
When the king asked him to prove this, he replied, "I have the wealth of this nature. The sun gives me warmth and light. The blue sky pampers me, and this valley gives me peace of mind. I have enough money to live a comfortable life. Now tell me, does the king have so much wealth?"
The king realized that the real wealth is not money, but the peace of mind. Thank you, children.